last cake. You see, Peter was looking at the last tea time cake on the plate. It was a nice cake with round pieces of chocolate and a cherry on the top. And so, reaching out, he said, "If nobody wants the last cake, then I shall have it." Except he did not say it like that. He said it like this: "If nobody wants the last cake, then I shall have it." And as he said that so quickly, he snatched the cake off the plate and started to eat it before anybody else around the table could move. Now, his brother Paul always sat next to Peter at the tea table, and when he saw how Peter had grabbed the last cake, the next day, while the family were having tea, he slowly and quietly moved the plate with the cake on it further away from Peter and nearer to himself. "If nobody wants the last cake, then I shall have it," shouted Peter, and reached out for the last cake as he had the day before. But Paul had moved the plate so far away from Peter, Peter could not reach it. "If nobody wants the last cake, then I shall have it," said Paul, who quickly picked up the cake and started to eat it. Now, Peter and Paul had another brother called Roger. Roger sat next to Paul at the tea table, and he would have liked to have the last cake as well. And when he saw how Peter and Paul had snatched the last cake, he decided at the next tea time he would get the last cake. And the next day, as usual, Peter and Paul were leaning forward looking at the last cake until Roger suddenly shouted, "Look! Look up there! Look at that great big spider on the corner!" Everyone looked up, and as they did so, Roger shouted, "If nobody wants the last cake, then I shall have it!" Before anyone could move, the cake was on Roger's plate. I haven't told you yet, but in the family there was a fourth brother, and his name was Oscar, and Oscar sat next to Roger at the tea table. And of course, like the other three brothers, Oscar would have liked to have the last cake. But Oscar had a very bad cold and kept sneezing all the time. That is the sound of someone sneezing. And as all the brothers were looking at the plate with the last cake on it, Oscar started to sneeze. And then he started to sneeze again. But the second time, as he sneezed and his brothers waited for him to finish, Oscar's hand shot out and he snatched the last cake. So, tea time was getting very serious, and the next day, when there was just one cake left, the four brothers were all watching each other, thinking how they could get the last cake. "Thank you," said a voice, and a hand picked up the last cake. The hand was attached to an arm, and the arm was attached to a shoulder, and the shoulder was attached to a body, and the body belonged to a man sitting at the end of the table, and the man with the body was the four brothers' father. "I think you are all very selfish," said the father, as he placed the last cake on his plate. "You're all just thinking how you can get the last cake when someone else might like it." Oscar, who was the oldest brother, looked at his father. "Hmm," he said, "but you're doing the same thing, Daddy. You have taken the last cake." "No, I have not," said his father. "I have taken the cake for someone who deserves it more than any of you around the table." And with that, the brother's father passed the cake on his plate to... Can you guess? I bet you can't guess who he was giving the cake to. It was the brother's mother. And the brothers felt so ashamed that they had forgotten to ask the most important person at the table if she wanted the last cake. And why was she so important? Not only was she their mother, she was also the person who had made the cakes. Now, I bet you are wondering why the brother's mother always made one cake too many. Now, I don't really know, but I'm very glad she did. Otherwise, I could not have told this story, could I?